strength. Their power, you know, their special power is super speed. And there's actual humans. And their special power is they can go to sleep whenever they want. And I'll tell you something. That's a superpower. That's a special skill. Like, dude, if you have like a, what do they say? Like, you have to demonstrate a skill to be a citizen sometimes. If someone has that, make them a U.S. citizen. Make it happen. It's okay. Instant citizen of the United States of America. They can fall asleep anytime they want. They can wake up even anytime they want. You know, some people can wake up when they want. I used to do it, you know, within 20 minutes, you know, of the time I needed to get up, give or take, you know. But that was when I was younger. But that's a skill, guys. If you can do that, God bless you. If you can do that, you could form the X-Men. And if you can do that, teach me. Tell me how to do it. You know, are you talking to yourself before you go to sleep? Whatever it is, I would love to know. Share the powers of how to go to sleep. Let's get back into the music, guys. Here is music to your eardrums. This is Tiny Fingers with the song Wound. Remember, contact me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Here is music from Tiny Fingers with the song Wound Radio, Valencia.
Oh, Starting to suffocate, and soon I am. So when the military history of this night is written, it will be recorded that I was part of Operation Kino from the very beginning as a double agent. Anything I've done in my guise as an SS colonel was sanctioned by the OSS as a necessary evil to establish my cover with the Germans. And it was my placement of Lieutenant Rain's dynamite in Hitler and Goebbels' opera box that assured their demise.
Ich habe den Führer informiert, dass das Publikum Platz genommen hat. Das sollte ich im Moment eintreffen. Danke, Hans.
By the way, that last part's actually true. I want my full military pension and benefits under my proper rank. I want to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor for my invaluable assistance in the toppling of the Third Reich. In fact, I want all the members of Operation Kino to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. Full citizenship for myself, well, that goes without saying. And I would like the United States of America to purchase property for me on Nantucket Island as a reward for all the countless lives I've saved by bringing the tyranny of the National Socialist Party to a swifter than imagined end. Do you have all that, sir? I look forward to seeing you face to face as well, sir. Lieutenant Rain, right here.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Lander will put you and Private Yudovich in a truck as prisoners. Then he and his radio operator will get in the truck, drive to our lines. Upon crossing our lines, Colonel Lander and his man will surrender to you. You will then take over driving of the truck and bring them straight to me for debriefing. Is that clear, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
Over and out.
Sweets, say Vega, smoke Mega, player, give me some brew and I might just chill, but I'm the type to like to light another deal. I still do be spin loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the STIDES. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, no sweat, rolling like cigarettes. So fast across the table like ping pong.
I'm gone.
Beating my chest like King Kong.
It's so.
Wrap my lips around the 4D. And when it comes to getting another stogie,
fools all kicking like Shinobi.
Homie, you don't know me to begin with. It's too many heads to be. Pop, now let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause fools be having a vacuum look. And if you let them in it for free, you hella.
I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe.
Favorite players, stay away from haters and weirdos that be throwing off the land like with a bomb hack.
Give me $2, you take a puff, then pass my bum back.
Suck up the sack like a Slurpee. I'm seriously toe back, straight delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing face than Maggie.
Cause homies nag me
to take the thing out.
Hey, I got five on it. Grab your four, let's get keys. Whenever I can, don't eat no crutch. I'm so keyed up to the burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning up my hand, bruh.
Hoes wanna hit,
but they know they got a pitch, and then I roll it longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free.
Hell no,
you better bring your own split sheet. What's up, don't babysit that. Better pasta. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, what? And guzzle what? It. Cause I know what? The weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my PO. I know I fail cause I've been getting kicked.
Is that right?
And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a
bag.
But the Tango Ray straight
high. I got five on the trick. What?
Y'all say trick.
What? I got five on the trick.
Hey, make
this right, man. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train.
It's time to fade,
so let's head to the east.
Hit the stroke that I know so we can roll big hashies. You know what that is,
I wish
high.
I could fade the A, but I'm no budget.
No budget.
Rolling the two-door cutlass, same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kinfo.
You ain't no yuck, I spray you, lay you down. Up in the old way, the town. Homies don't play around, we down the blaze of path.
Then ease up,
speed up through the ESO.
Drink the VSOP up,
with the liquor squeeze up.
In your throat, we broke, but we smoke like a chimney.
Cause it's the remedy,
like Hennessy.
We fist the B over.
Man, I told ya,
if you don't got five on it,
you can't get high on it.
I got five on it.
Grab your bow, let's get key. I got five on it. Messing with that endo. Stuck and I'm tote back. I got five on it.
Tree,
let's go half on
Apollo.
The sound.
Say Philly, say Swiss is sweet, say Vega, smoke maker.
What love Apollo?
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, New York.
On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Fonko. Shouts out to all. We are Radio Valencia. Broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco, Radio Valencia. So much music, so little time. It's all here, coming through. I hope you felt it. Music you just heard. You heard the Loonies live. I got five on it. I never heard that song live since the first time I heard that version. Version was like over 30 years ago. I think it's 30 years actually. It's not 95, maybe 94. Loonies, Showtime at the Apollo. I used to watch that every Saturday night. I think it was Saturday night. I'm pretty sure. You know, because, you know, I wasn't going anywhere. You know, Showtime at the Apollo had it all. Sounded so good. Loonies live. I never heard a live version of that. I was trying to find a live version of the remix, but I don't think that exists. It might exist and it might be, you know, found one day, but to my all my archaeology digging, all the, you know, clips digging, I still haven't found it, man. But I've had that. That was in the vault for a bit. That was Loonies. I got five on it. Back to that in a second. Other music. music up in that set. We also had music to your eardrums. Well, we had the Loonies. That's like a 30-year-old track. We also had Inglourious Basterds, a Nazi general making inside deals. And then the guy over the phone, Brad Pitt's character's talking to a guy over the phone, and that's Harvey Keitel. I'm like 99% sure that's Harvey Keitel he's talking to. So Harvey Keitel is in Inglourious Basterds. Bet you didn't know that. Other music up in there, we had Goat and Human Language with the song Jörmungandr. Before that, we had some Korn by request. They hit me up through the email with the song Coming Undone live in New York City 2006. We also had music from Yannicka. That's Yannicka with Hit Me When I'm Sore. We also had music from Big Modern with the song Gatekeep. We had new music from El Cuervo with the song Uncommon. Dig that. I hope you did. Other music up in that set. We also had Tiny Fingers with the song Wound. We're caught up on music. Shouts out to all. My name is Faco. Kicking it behind the microphone. I got more requests coming up, guys. I got to give a big shout out to Juju Mojo Voodoo. They got a request that's coming up as well. Thank you for your request. Good request, by the way. You know, we getting into some love. So shouts out to Juju Mojo Voodoo. Voodoo. Also, Dr. Baby has a request. You know I'm going to play it for you. All will be well. Thank you so much for listening here on Friday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. And I'm going into overtime. Dr. Baby, Juju Mojo Voodoo, my babushka. Be here till 2 p.m. subbing in for DJ Mark and the show Drop the Charges. We getting recharged. We getting it back. We're taking it all back. So there you go. Back to the Loonies, guys. That song was phenomenal, guys. You know, they from around here. The Loonies. And it's pretty cool. But what they talk about is I got five on it, guys. You remember the days when you and like three other friends would all put $5 on a gram of weed? Do you guys remember those days? You remember? And that would last you all night. I know the professional remembers. We were doing that till our early 20s, man. You know? Everybody got five. Let's do that. All right. Now we get to get 1 gram. You know? And it would be extra, man. We would have it all night. You would think, you know, oh yeah, with the parties lasting all night with 1 gram. Of marijuana. Man, guys, we got it all. We got everything you need with 1 gram of marijuana. Those were the days, guys. Those were the days. Now 1 gram is like half in half of a joint now, guys. know, they be rolling these, you know, super, super, super joints. You know, I've seen joints that look as big as, you know, one of those canine arm dogs. You know what I'm saying? You know, those canine dog arms they train dogs with, they train canines with. Okay, sick them, boy, sick them. And then they start sicking that big foamy arm. Joints are that big now, guys. You know? So, you go from 1 gram to a super joint. And back in the day, it'd take you 35 minutes to roll something. I remember one New Year's Eve, it was Y2K. I remember this. Guys, Y2K, 1999. Everybody's making a big deal. You know, things are gonna get messed up. Computer systems are gonna go down. Library's gonna erase your membership. Surgeries will fail. Your social security will be erased. You remember that? 1999? Some of you weren't born, big dog. I was born, and I took it serious. So my other friends took it serious. You know, I had my toughest friend took it serious. I seen this guy fight 4 guys, man. I seen this guy not back down from anybody. But December 31st, 1999, he was at home with his mom. He's like, I'm not going out, man. Why are you going out? Just stay at home with your mom. You're dumb. Just stay home with your parents, man. You're dumb for going out. Fucko. I'm like, dude, this is the toughest guy I know. You know, he'll fight guys with knives. He doesn't care. But when Y2K showed up, he was scared. He was like, I'm going to stay at home with my mom. Me? I was the opposite, man. You're not going to see Fakko fight a guy with a knife. You're not going to see me fight 4 guys. But you know where you're going to see me? December 31st, 1999. You're going to see me in the tuxedo. I rented a tuxedo. I was like, dude, if this is the last day of my life, I'm looking good. You know what I'm saying? And I rented a tuxedo with my $5.25 an hour job wage. And I rented a tux that night, and I walked in Santa Cruz, owning the street. And I remember I was gonna have joints, plural, in my pocket. I was gonna smoke and enjoy myself that day. I don't care if the world's going. In fact, I'm gonna be by the ocean. In Santa Cruz, if there's gonna be a big tidal wave, come and get me. Come and get me. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know I look good. I know I look good. And I was in a tux, guys, with like 9 joints in my pocket that I rolled. It took me 3 hours to roll 9 joints. 3 hours, guys. This is December 31st, 1999. What are you gonna do? Big time. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. You know, we survived another day. After that, we were back to splitting grams of marijuana 4-way, 6-way sometimes. whatever you decided to do, we still made it happen. Where were you on Y2K? Some people didn't care, you know? But this was still like, I mean, the internet was out, but it was new. It was still relatively new. No cell phones. This is December 31st, 1999. No cell phones. Was the all or nothing day still, guys. But we rocked it, guys. We survived. I like those videos of people going, did the world really end in 2020? Are we on a new timeline? Crack me up the most. You know, January 1st, 2000, it was back to chilaquiles, man, and eggs. Mom and Dad, you know, it all worked out. Get your money out of the banking system. They were telling me that. Y2K, get your money out of the banking system. I did. How else was I able to afford this tuxedo? Spend all your money. When you wear a tuxedo, nobody cards you. You guys know that? I wore a tuxedo. Nobody was carding me. They all thought like I belonged there. I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 2 days before being 21, I remember. Wear a suit, wear a tux. You want to buy alcohol? I guess now it's automatic. They scan your card. I still don't know why I go, guys. Why do some places they scan your ID and some places they don't? They must be working with somebody. That's what it might be. I'm a torta, huh? Is in the chatterbox. I'm a torta, huh? He's in the chatterbox and they are saying, I have constipation and my toilet is a gory mess. Hey, it's a mess. But does it flush? If it flushes, God bless that toilet. Shouts out to every toilet that flushes. You count your blessings. Then that toilet is flushing. I'm a torta, huh? You're sitting down. And I'm a torta, huh? Is imprinted on the toilet seat backwards. So when you sit down, it gets imprinted into your buttocks. And it says, I'm a torta, huh? When that floor, when that toilet flushes, when you hit that lever to flush the toilet and it goes ba-whoosh, I want you to get on your knees and pray to God that that's flushing. You pray and you thank the good Lord Almighty. I'm a torta, huh? Says, Plunger, working overtime. Whoa. You gotta do a couple flushes, bro. I understand if you're constipated and you haven't, you know, and you're having troubles, you gotta do multiple flushes. You can't just like let it all out all at once and then flush, because that's how it gets clogged. You gotta let it go once, flush. Then let go of the rest, flush again. Do it in sections. Don't just put all of it in all at once and then flush. That's how stuff gets clogged, homie. I'm a torta, huh? You need some more hot sauce, too. You gotta loosen it up. Don't be telling me you don't need any hot sauce, bro. You can't be a torta without hot sauce. You better have that chile. I'm a torta, huh? Says, giving birth hurts so good. I'm bloody now. Tired of Neosporin my anus. Well, let me tell you something. You need a spit in your hand, man. What are you doing just using dry paper? You don't need to buy baby wipes. You roll that toilet paper in your hand and then you spit in your hand. That's the all natural baby wipes. Alright? You keep rubbing your anus with dry toilet paper, it's gonna start bleeding. Unless it's some other issue I don't know about. I'm a torta, huh? Whatever it is, remember, if it's dark blood, it's old blood. If it's bright blood, it's new blood. I'm a tortas, huh? Says, pray for me, daddy. I will be praying for you. Take care of that anus. Take care of that butt. Keep it clean. Spit in your hand and hold your anus forever. I'm a torta, huh? And you pray that toilet keeps flushing. You thank God. You look at your mom and say thank you for paying the water bill. I'm a torta, huh? And you need some more hot sauce. I already diagnosed you. You need some more hot sauce, some more chile. I've already diagnosed you. I got requests coming for Dr. Baby. I got requests coming for Juju Mojo Voodoo. Juju Mojo Voodoo, your request will be in this musical block. Shock. Tick tock. Rock. More importantly, cock. Your requests are coming up. All will be well. Anybody else, go to RadioValencia.fm. Go on the chatterbox. Email me at itsfalco@gmail.com. It's Falco on X. Handle me. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. We've got music from all over this wonderful universe. I'm going into overtime. Repeat, I'm going into overtime. I'll be here till 2 p.m. All will be well. Here's some new music from Krugman Bin with the song Balls and Pins 2. Shouts out to all. Radio! Valencia.
Don't you cry.